This is episode 1218. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I honor you for being here, for showing up for yourself, for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and in today's episode, you'll discover how to layer several meditation techniques together for your meditation today. And I'll also share with you an herb that goes along with this week's theme. We explore a different meditation technique in every single episode, and the techniques each day are customized around a theme we explore for a full week. And you also get an herb that you might benefit from as you explore the theme. Our theme we've been exploring this week is mastering uncertainty. And so I'll share with you how to put together the different techniques, such as an affirmation, a breathing technique, and a mudra, how to use these techniques together in your meditation today. Now remember, these same techniques can be used throughout your day, so you can take them into your day-to-day life. So let me start off with the herb. As always, you want to check with your physician before you take any kind of herb, especially if you are taking medications or you are breastfeeding or you're pregnant. So don't be afraid of the herbs. Just take care to make sure the herbs are the right herbs for you. So the herb for this week is geranium. Geraniums you may see hanging in a potted plant outside your home. These can be made into a tea. And geranium benefits you in many ways. It's a soothing tea and it helps to calm anxiety. It also helps to balance hormones. It relieves stress, and it does this by reducing inflammation and improving circulation that helps to reduce blood pressure. So you can see that this would be a great herb as you explore this week's series, because uncertainty causes so much fear and worry, and as you're anticipating the future and the uncertainty it holds, you can experience a lot of stress. So remember, the herbs can be used as a similar way as meditation techniques. So that would be a lot of fun to sip geranium tea as you meditate and do today's meditation. So let me share the technique with you. I've been sharing lots of tips with you throughout this week. We're actually in episode 6, so you can go back and listen to some of the previous techniques to help you master uncertainty in the previous episodes. So as you settle yourself in today to your meditation, whether you're seated on the ground with pillows around you to make your body nice and comfortable so your mind can relax, or maybe you're seated in a chair, make sure your feet are firmly planted on the ground. As you're seated, lift your eyes up as they're closed gently. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. And if you think of uplifting them to the point between your eyebrows, That's referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. Just gently uplift your eyes and think of the uncertainty you may be experiencing. Uncertainty in the world these days, maybe uncertainty about a job or a professional decision you've recently made, or your health or a relationship. Just bring it to mind and notice how you feel in your body when you consider the uncertainty. Just notice, not trying to control anything or force yourself to feel a certain way. Just observe your reactions. Now mentally repeat to yourself, I open myself to this new journey. I open myself to this new journey. I open myself to this new journey. As you open yourself up to something new, whatever the future holds, it's a journey. It's all part of your journey. And inhale a nice, long, deep inhale through your nose. And as you inhale, feel your abdomen rise up gently. You might even place your hand on your stomach. This is a full belly breath. And when you breathe like this, you oxygenate your entire body, expanding your diaphragm. Abdomen rises gently as you inhale. And as you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward. Exhale nice and smoothly, not allowing your breath to escape quickly. Allow your breath to flow gently outward. And if you'd like to hold your hands in a mudra that activates your nervous system in a similar way as yoga or acupressure, our yoga mudra is the Shunya mudra. It's simple to do. Do it with both hands. Press your middle finger down into the palm of your hand, holding it down with your thumb. The rest of your fingers are extended outward. So your thumb is holding down your middle finger in your palm with the rest of your fingers extended outward. This mudra helps you to have willingness to understand different perspectives and to be flexible in how you approach challenges. You can hold the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Continuing to inhale and exhale, three long, deep, even breaths. Mentally repeating, I open myself to this new journey. Beautiful. Continue this in your meditation today. And if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation, you can find a way to go deeper with your meditation, as well as to have access to over 1,000 meditations and a new app. It's still in test mode, but it's just about ready to be released. You could be added as a tester there. at sippinom.com. S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M. And you get a journal and a guide with all the techniques. Each week you get a new journal customized around the weekly theme and a guide with all that week's techniques. So if you want a little more guided meditation, you know where to find it. For now, make sure to sit and flow into your own inner stillness, using the techniques to guide you back to refocus your mind when your thoughts wander. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.